Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. We are currently answering the questions from our listener in our third annual question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with his answer. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Ephesians 4:11 implies of a pastor has a greater expectation from God at the judgment seat of Christ. We also see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, verse 17. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Of course, that's your pastor, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, their life. In verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So it seems that as the judgment seat of Christ, these pastors are there. And there'll be question as to whether or not they preached and warned concerning these things. If they did, it's unprofitable for those who did not heed. Of course, pastor knows these things and he fails to warn the people, the false doctrine and the sin that's out there and the worldliness, then the judgment's going to be much greater on him at the judgment seat. It also tells us that this is why we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We have responsibility to hear what is taught at church, because God is going to give us instruction, not only through our personal Bible reading and study and meditation, but through the word that's taught in the local church. That's why God ordained it. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 13, we're told, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Now, this is speaking of reading the word, exhorting the people, and the doctrine being taught in the local church. So the pastor is supposed to preach and teach. The people are to be there to hear. Now, I'm not judged as a radio pastor or pastor of a local church or any other kind of a preacher as to how you respond. I'm required of God to deliver the truth the best I can, but to deliver the truth in whole, not watered down, not any part kept back or anything added to it. That's my responsibility. There my responsibility ends, and then becomes your responsibility of what you do with it. Now, if you belong to a local church, and you sit out and you say, well, I can't be responsible, I wasn't there. God holds you responsible for what was said when you could have been there and you weren't. So to answer your question, yes, I believe there is a greater responsibility to pastors and preachers who would stand in the pulpit to proclaim the word of God. That is why we need your prayers so fervently. Now, you mentioned that some have told you that this was referring to wealthy people. Well, I believe all of us have responsibility to use the wealth or the gifts. It might be musical ability, mechanical ability, teaching ability. I just mentioned Mr. Vaught, Mr. Hopper. And they're using their abilities in God's service. You know, some are better musicians than others. But God didn't ask anyone to be better than the ability that God's given them, rather to use what he has given in his service. See, we're all to be lights in this world. So I hope this has answered your question. And once again, thanks for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. So that was a good question and good encouragement from that listener that we appreciate that so very much. All right, now we're going to go on to the next question in this series. So I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Banks and let him ask the next question.
I know you're anti-Catholic. I've been asked to spend the night in a Catholic church for a youth group function. What should I do? This is a note to the audience. This man was saved out of a Catholic religion, listening to this broadcast and receiving Christ after listening to the plan of salvation on our website.
Okay. If I were in your place, I would kindly refuse the invitation. Now, let me say, I'm not anti-Catholic people, but I am anti-Catholic doctrine. However, if I were to spend the night in a Catholic facility, it could be construed in part as an endorsement. Now, the Catholic doctrine, if followed, leads to hell. Now, this past Sunday, we had an 85-year-old Catholic lady who was saved in our church. Now, this was back in March of 2012. She said she had never heard the way of salvation and its explanation. She was always doing penance as directed by her priest. She'd been a faithful Catholic, but a neighbor who is a member of our church cared enough to continually share Christ until she came to church and heard the gospel for the first time at age 85. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, is the reason I would not spend the night in this Catholic facility, even though it's for a youth night for the Catholic teenagers. There it says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and as God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Well, there we see a couple times he reiterates, this is straight from God. And then verse 1 of chapter 7, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So, this man who wanted to separate from this place, I understand what that's about, and he wasn't sure because he'd been Catholic, and he wasn't sure what to do. Well, I think we told him the right thing to do, and this is what he should have done. And again, this is a man who got saved listening to our broadcast and saved out of Catholicism. Now he's wanting to serve the Lord, but the Catholics are still trying to talk to him to get him to come back. And they thought making him a part of the teens just might help to get that thing going for them. Well, it didn't. And this man just said no to that very thing. So I appreciate that. And now let's turn it over to Brother Jerry as we have the next question.
I recently preached my second sermon. I believe the Lord is wanting me to deal mostly with the end time subjects. I listened to your sermon in Daniel on Nebuchadnezzar's dream. I had heard some preachers on YouTube, and they were naming countries that I could not see how they would be involved. The only world empires to which they could be referring to is Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Would you pray for me to grow in the scriptures and in truth? Also, any information such as sites that you know that would rightly cover the prophetic subjects would be a great help.
Well, here's a young man just going out and decided he's called to preach, and so he's going after it. And so I've written to him, thank you for your note, and we will pray for you. Tackling end-time subjects is a big undertaking. Now, I spoke with a man this past week who told me that he came to Christ as a result of end-time subjects. On our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, one can scroll down and find sermons by Bible. I'll click on it, and you'll find that I've preached in depth on Daniel, Revelation, 1 and 2 Thessalonians. I believe even Jude is on there. So these are all prophetic-type books. One can also click on to recommended picks and find that most of the sermons there are prophetical in nature. Now, in my studies for current events, I've used organizations as Stratfor, which cost a couple $100 a year to have that, but you get very accurate reporting from that. Arut Shiva, World Net Daily, Deb Kapal, Jewish World News, Way of Life, and other such sites. I studied some of the old writers to get some bearing on prophecy. Some of those included J.A. Seiss, Ironside, Strauss, Walbard, Darby, Henry, Larkin, M.R. DeHaan Sr., Oliver Green, Dwight Pentecost, just to name a few of people who are with the Lord now and been off the scene for a while. Now, I don't agree with them on everything, but they do lay a good foundation. They also lack some of the light which you and I have today. The main thing is to open your Bible and allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach you. It requires long, hard study and thought. There are no shortcuts. Ask the Lord each time to open your understanding to the truth. Never think of yourself as the authority on the subject. All absolute truth comes from God, and He reveals to us as we listen, learn, and seek to lead others accordingly. Now, if you seek great things for yourself, as Jeremiah 45, verse 5 warns Barak not to do, if you seek great things for yourself, it's going to lead to failure down the road. So I'd be careful about just tackling into a subject and perhaps thinking, well, you know, this is something that brought me to Christ, and boy, I want to bring others to Christ. Make sure you know what you're talking about before you get started in that. Now, again, I thank you for praying, and thank you for your encouraging note. And I guess I would just end it by saying, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to Lamp and Light Broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, O-C-A-L-A, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, O-C-A-L-A, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus. Thank you.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.